Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast, a place to discuss pain, passion, and pursuits.
Yes, yes. I want to feel alive.
Breathe.
Make some moves.
Protect the throne. This is Sexy Freedom Media Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast. This is your host, Helen Edwards. What's up? And today I've got Jessica Voss. Welcome back, Jessica.
Yes, good to be back.
Jessica's been on two of my podcasts. Actually, if you read our intro, we have Nita B and Jessica as rotating, what is it called? Reoccurring guests.
Yes. Rotating's fine. I can rotate. Oh, I can only go that far.
We always have so much fun. And to be honest, every time you're on the podcast, you and Nita B, you guys, we get the most downloads for our, nice. Our videos. And so some we talk about is good. And by the way, everybody, you probably want to watch this on video. Go to my YouTube channel, Sexy Freedom Media, because me and Jessica tend to sound almost alike.
It's that Virgo energy.
That Virgo energy. That's what's up. So Jessica, tell everybody who you are.
Yeah, Jessica Voss. I am nobody. No, I am many things, but I am definitely a student mentor of life, anything related to life. Yes, I have a 9-to-5 job where I sell technology to businesses and companies. And that's fun because I'm helping people solve problems within their business. So that part's fun. But my passion is self-evolution, constantly learning about myself, constantly learning about my environment, constantly learning about my 10-year-old, which that is on a daily occurrence. But yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
Cool. Well, for those of you that don't know, I'll share some background story with me and Jessica and something I want to talk about today. Me and Jessica have known each other for almost 16, 17 years now. And we met in Phoenix, Arizona. And one of the subjects I wanted to talk about was about you talked about self-evolution. Well, that's also my passion. That's something that we really connected on when we first met. And we started going to like workshops and seminars right away. Like Jessica would just call, or she texts me. I can't say call because she wasn't really calling back in the day. She still doesn't now.
But she communicated. I paged you. You got the pager?
Right. And so she just texts, hey, I'm going to this seminar. You want to go? And I was like, yes. And everything was always like, yes. And we'd go. And every single time we were sitting in the crowd, Jessica would literally like kind of bend over to me or kind of slide near my ear and say, we could do that. We could be out there talking about this.
Oh man. Yeah. The webinars. Well, what was it? Live conferences back in the day where people actually went. Sorry, I'm talking like it's COVID's been around for years. You know, back in the day when we had conferences in person, anywhere from learning about Reiki and Tantra to investing and Tony Robbins' mindset. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So that was a good times, and it still is a good times. We have to keep learning all the time, no matter if it's virtual or not.
Yeah, we've been learning I feel like I've been on this path my whole life. When my mom introduced us to, you know, reading Zig Ziglar and then writing affirmations and quotes and putting them on the wall. And then when we got in trouble, we had to copy the dictionary. So
the dictionary. Man. What does aardvark mean?
So I don't know.
Let's go through the dictionary, shall we?
So one of the coolest, let me ask you, and then I might answer the same question, but from all the seminars and workshops that we've been to, which one or ones stand out like the most you've probably learned from?
Yeah. That is hard because I still continue to this day to participate, whether it's like online conferences, webinars, ebooks, physical books. If you are asking me about conferences or workshops, I would definitely say Tony Robbins. I'm a groupie. He's my number one. I think it's because I love people with high energy and passion. Even in my 9-to-5 job now, sometimes people think I'm like over passionate, which I didn't even know that's possible. But you know how you speak and you're speaking with a lot of energy, you're speaking quickly. Yes. Sometimes it's overwhelming for people, but Tony Robbins has that. And it's very, very like mesmerizing. Mm-hmm. But the way he formats his workshops / conferences by engaging almost like your whole brain and your whole physical body from him speaking and you having to write things down in your workbook to you listening to the vibration of sounds and music to you getting up and moving, you know, make your move. I forgot what my move was. It was like a karate chop or something. I think it was that. To, you know, engaging your whole self. That is just something I am just so into. And I think that impacted me the most. So thank you, Tony Robbins. If you're listening out there, call me.
Yeah, I agree. Tony Robbins was a game changer for me. I've now been to probably 3 of his events, crewed a few of them, took my son when he was 12. I always recommend, I cannot highlight enough what it is to expose your children to self-improvement, self-development, Tony Robbins at a young age.
Oh, you promise he's not paying us for this commercial.
No, this is not an ad.
This is not an ad. Disclaimer. Oh my God. I think when you put your son into one of his conferences, that was the best for him.
And oh, for sure.
Look at him now. If you want to describe him to your audience, it's fantastic.
Yeah. My son, I took him to Unleash the Power Within when he was 12. I snuck him out of school and he just loved it. He did the fire walk. He actually got into the VIP section. He sat next to Horion and Henner Gracie, which he was already doing jiu-jitsu. So he got to go after UPW weekend, Unleash the Power Within weekend, he actually met up with them outside of the conference and, you know, rolled with them at their studio in LA. So it was a game changer for him. He's now been in the Air Force for almost 2 years and he's got a whole mindset of self-development and pushing through. He's really into David Goggins right now. So that's pretty cool. Cause I love David Goggins too.
Yeah. Shout out.
So let me ask you this. Cause Jessica is probably one of my most funniest friends. And I'm going to tell you why, Jessica, because every single time we'd go to these seminars and these things, me and Jessica were such badasses. We'd get in the car and we'd throw on like this loud music and we'd just roll deep as if we were like gangsters coming through. We were always late to one of the programs. So we'd run in there like late and everybody would turn around and you think we were the type of people that would sneak in and sit down in the back. No, we were looking for the best seat in the house at the front.
Front row. Be like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. But we're very polite. We understand. But yeah, that was some good times. And it should continue to be good times no matter what. And I just realized today how another thing I learned from Tony Robbins, but other people. So I know I keep saying Tony Robbins, there's others out there. That mastering your emotions with your environment is so powerful. So let's take what has been going on since 2020. And what's happening is what people are seeing, whether it's in the news, social media, in their environment, online, it is almost causing a reaction to their emotions automatically. So for example, when people see the world, especially last year, they're like, they're so fearful. They're literally fearful. Fear, what happens with fear is it causes a disturbance within your physical body. So you get stomach aches, digestion problems, headaches. And then from there, they can fall into a state of depression. And there, from there, you know, who knows what. But there's these cycles of emotions that are almost on auto drive that people have to actually step back, either shut the TV off, shut your environment off, shut people off, and go back to themselves to almost reignite themselves. And how you reignite yourself is you have a goal or purpose, which you can get from learning something new. So some of my tricks I've been doing since last year was, since I'm stuck at home, even though I've already worked from home, but now I'm at home, my boyfriend's at home, my daughter's at home, all learning. So I'm trying to create my little space here and own energy, but I've been trying to, you know, go on, it's almost like an addiction for me, go on this journey of learning something new, whether it's history, whether it's learning how goats climb mountains with their hooves. I'm like, how do they do that? Chameleons, how they just change colors and adapting to their environment, you know, to going back to relearning about goal making really helps, I think could help people not be depressed and not be fearful and scared in this world that we live in. Cause we all sometimes fall into that trap. I started to feel like complacent and lazy a little bit, you know, after 6 months, everyone's here. We just stay in our house and you start to feel this like downshift in energy. So you almost have to like snap out and be like, okay, what do I got to do?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to touch on that because what you said about the whole fear thing, when everything kind of happened, I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and I remember thinking, I mean, I got COVID right at the tail end before I left. And I remember thinking I was sick. You know, I quarantined myself and I was like, you know what? What is this all this fear, being here alone is not helping me. I need to get out. I need to breathe. I need to live my life. I can't stop living my life just because, you know, there's all this fear going around. And where can you get healing from? Nature, right? There's no people around. I'm not going to give anything to anybody. Instead, I'll receive from the natural earth, you know? And I packed up and I left. And I was like, sayonara, city. And it was probably the best thing I did for myself because my world didn't stop. My world actually evolved. And that fear, you know, it obviously, like you said, it came in, it kind of like, you know, it's kind of whispers to you like, hey, take a little bit of me, have a little bit of fear, can't do you know wrong.
Exactly. But,
yeah. And you're just like, shoo, fly, shoo. So I did the same thing and continue, like, we're so much alike, I swear. And right now I'm the same way. I'm constantly reading and learning, like, how can I make my business do better in this area, in that area, in there, that area, because I'm involved in so many things. And I'm hungry. Like, I have a hunger in me. I've always had the hunger in me, but it's almost like when there's a fire under my ass, I'm more lit to learn. And I'm learning languages. You know, I want to see how I can transition and grow, which we've already grown. You grow every year, but you know, don't stop learning, which is, you know, with the virtual stuff. So I'm doing the 5-day challenge with Tony Robbins that's coming up. It's in Facebook. I got a Tony lot Robbins of other again.
We promised Tony Robbins talk about Tony Robbins the whole time.
Tony Robbins is the man. So let's name off a few people we kind of follow and we love, because I mean, they deserve the credit. You know, they've been big game changers for not just us, but other people. For me, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar. I like Dave Ramsey, David Goggins,
Ditto, all those.
Joe Rogan.
We need a Jamie. Hey, Joe Rogan, can we borrow Jamie and you?
Yeah, Christy Wright. Angela Bassett. She's an actress, but I swear, like, I read her story and I see her and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, there's so many different people that inspire you and you follow them and you listen to them and you're just like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. And I know some people have said the same about me. Like, I'm, you know, somebody that inspires them and I'm just like, wait, what? Whoa, wow, that's cool. So
well, I think anyone, yeah, anyone could be inspirational. It just goes back to their energy and if they're on the same vibe. So for example, when you talked about nature, and I've been learning a lot of, you know, about grounding and basically structuring myself with the same vibration of, as Earth. So for example, I'll show you an example. If you can see these are called a
relief patch,
tuning element. And okay. If we all know about tuning with, you know, forks and everything and the singing bowls and the vibration. And then if you mix that with somatics, which is how our cells react to the vibration.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the earth has a magnetic vibration. And what's going on is more and more people are being sick because think about it. We're never walking barefoot in nature. We're never grounding ourselves in nature. So there's this.
There's she's all holding kinds up a relief of patch.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're holding up, Jessica. So for those that listening.
But so I'm trying out these
patch system.
These patches. And there's all kinds of, we need a Jamie, kinds of research to look up on Google where there's grounding mats that you basically connect to the metal in your house. And then it connects, everything's grounded already to the ground of your house. But there's pads you can step on. There's sleeping mattresses. There are things you could put in your car to ground yourself to the earth. But anyways, so that's where I'm going on a tangent because I'm trying to also figure out how to connect with nature because we all wear shoes. We're all stepping on concrete. We're all driving in cars that we're actually not truly connected to nature unless our physical bodies is connected to nature. So that's my journey right now, this week.
That's this week. Okay, so let me tell everybody something about Jessica and me, because we also connect on this same thing. We are always trying something new. Like, it's almost like we see something at maybe Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, or the farmer's market, or something online, and it's got some kind of properties that is like some health and wellness or spiritual, and we're just like, oh, I want to try that. And then we kind of see what it does for us, if it works, if it doesn't work, how it works. Yeah. So right now you're trying the patches and I'm currently doing a liver cleanse. So nice. With some new medicinals I got, and you know, it's so cool because I think our bodies are an experiment, right? It's like a try to see what's going to make it. Like an engine, everybody says the body's kind of like a vehicle, right? You put the right gas in, you put the right oil, it's going to run properly. Well, it's the same with the bodies. And that's what I do. Like, I could tell when my body's off. I can tell when it's high vibing and or slow and lethargic. And that goes from everything on the scale, from grounding down to what you're talking about, what you put in your body, food intake, right? Vibration, sound, like, you know, what you're talking about, the sound, incoming from what you're hearing, Tony Robbins or all these other gurus out there, but he does have a Netflix show that says, I'm not your guru. I'm just throwing that out there.
Tony Robbins.
But it's because some people, when they first start on this journey, I like to call it the journey. I don't know what other people call it, because you always hear people like the transition in life when they're starting on this journey, when they first find out about, you know, Tony Robbins or people like him or motivational speakers, or they're starting to get into spiritual wellness or healthy cleansing. When they're starting that new journey onto that realm, like you used to call it a different dimension, right? You're kind of shifting into that. It's interesting to see where people are at, because we're over here like, it's almost like we're 16 years plus old into this journey, even though we've probably been doing it for a lot longer, right? But then you got some people who are just learning about this and maybe just started last year, 2 months ago. So it's very, we got it. Sometimes people in the self-improvement or self-development dimension, I feel like can have this ego of, well, I'm 20 years into it. Or I've been doing this for like 10 years plus, you know, look at me, you know, but there's those type of people. And then there's the type where it's like, well, I don't know what I'm getting at. I kind of went off on a tangent.
I got you. I got saying.
Okay.
We're like this. What happens is people look at it as length of time.
Yeah.
They've been invested in themselves, self-discovery, realization, the journey, but time is irrelevant because your journey actually starts at birth or pre-birth without even you understanding it. And a lot of times people think they know the answers to life or the answers to anything once they've been invested in 20 plus years. But what happens is that's actually inaccurate. Like, I feel like I've been trying to work on myself for a very long time, but I still feel like an infant baby. Mm-hmm. And there's so many, and I call it like the matrix. It's like a matrix of journeys.
It is a matrix of journeys.
The reason why people listening may hear us be like, well, they go on so many different tangents is because we can start on one topic and then there's 400 subtopics just on that one topic. And then we go from here to there and then it's like this. It's like right. Our conversations go like this. And I think no one has the answer to anything. You have to be a student at all times because things also change. Once you learn one thing about yourself, you may not be the same self tomorrow and you have
right.
to keep learning. It's like you're constantly relearning. It's like we're stuck in the twilight zone.
Well, not only are we relearning about ourselves, but technology is very fast and that's changing, you know? So you could barely like get an app and learn that technology of that app. And then the next day there's a brand new one. There's a new version of that. So you're not just changing constantly in your inner world. You're also changing on the external world. So there's a lot going on. So one of the things that I've realized for myself, when you're talking about grounding for you, grounding for me, and I was just talking to Rob about this, is I have to have like ceremony and prayer and ritual with my spirit, because that if I'm not aligned with my spirit, I'm off. Like everything's off. It doesn't matter how great my life is, how much money I'm making, how cool my friends are. If my spirit is just like really like neglected, I mean, there's no excuse for that. Everything starts going crazy in my life.
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same. And also there's no one right way for everyone. So for example, we're all unique people and we have to find our own experiences the way it feels right for me. So detoxing for me may be doing the master cleanse, but detoxing for you could be a whole other realm of juicing greens every single day. And you can feel it. And what people think is, oh, well, that person did it. You know, that must be the right way. No, what they should do is, like you said, it's always experimentation. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they did it that way. Let me try this. And then what happens, you have to feel yourself out from the inside and recognize signs like, oh, wait, that's probably not a good idea. Or if you're struggling, then maybe it's not a good idea. It should be, you know, more with ease on whatever experiment you want to do on yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's why people fall off with either detoxing, meditation, connecting with people, nature, is sometimes they say, oh, well, it's too hard, or, you know, it's too hard for it to become a habit. Well, you have to find your own way to make it easy.
Yeah. And I think too, like what you said is, there's a list that people are starting to follow. And I get it's good. Like, look, the list is good when you're starting out and you're trying to create new habits, because that's how it started for all of us. And I always recommend that. Well, write it down, you know? But what happens is people get attached to, quotations, the list. And that list becomes some type of like a must and a have to. And there's no freedom inside something that boxes you in. And I obviously, sexy freedom, I'm all about freedom. And one of the things I actually was just talking to somebody about is like, again, coming back to spirit, you know, they'll say, oh, do you meditate? Do you do morning rituals? Well, hell yeah, I do. I love morning rituals, but I'm not tied or married to that morning ritual. If spirit's like, hey, you need to sit down, we're going to have a talk right now. And I'm like, but I'm doing the dishes. No, get your ass over here, sit down, we're going to have a talk. You know, like I listen to spirit. Like I'm not putting spirit in a box and be like, no, spirit, sorry, you got to wait till tomorrow's session at 15 minutes, you know? No, because the thing about it is you get over, there's a lot of people that can tend to get overwhelmed with this self-improvement, yeah, self-development stage in life, when it's not supposed to be something that overwhelms you, but something that guides you and assists you into growing into a better version of yourself.
Oh yeah. And it's always evolving, and also finding that balance between everything else that's going on in your life, that balance between your relationships, could be husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, kids, extended family, inner family, self, work, mental state. I mean, there's so much going on that it's just trying to figure out what is the right balance. And sometimes people get hard on themselves. Like, oh, you know, I wish I could do this and do this and do this and do this. Okay, well, let's just start with do one thing. Meditation. Mm-hmm. That's the meditation. Oh my God. People think they have to meditate for 4 hours a day, you know, and increase that to 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, or whatever. They think the longer you meditate, the better you're going to be. Well, that's not necessarily so, because then you're not living life. You're just in this altered state of meditation all day. You know, what about everything else? And this is for me, I'm not saying I have the right answers. For me, I want to, even if some days I'm so busy, I'm like 5 minutes or 10 mm-hmm. minutes or 15 minutes to shut my brain off mm-hmm. and focus in. Or I'll do walking meditations or stretching meditations where I'm like
right.
stretching, moving my body, but still shutting my mind off. And that works for my schedule. And I would tell people, you have to find each element and what works with your schedule and your environment.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a really good suggestion. Like, find what works for you. And people say this all the time, but literally take them serious or take it literal. Find what works for you. If it's not working for you, you're not married to it, you know, let it go, release it, allow somebody else to grab a hold of it that may work for them. Because I think the thing is, what we're holding on to, we can't have everything, okay? You're not going to be one of the little selfish kids and hold on to everything and be like, it's online. You know, share the knowledge, share what works for you, share what doesn't work for you. You know, tell people your story. And going back to seminars and workshops and conferences, do those. Go to school. Yeah. Like keep continuing your self-education.
Yeah. Even pick out one thing, even one thing that maybe seems fun like this. So what I'm trying to do is every week or every 2 weeks, find one thing that I can research or experiment about life or myself. So I already talked about that one thing I'm doing this time. And then the next week, you know, I'm trying to understand how cool animals can be. Like I talked about the chameleon and goats, because sometimes we have to focus on energy on more positive stuff than what's going on in the chaoticness of the world.
And well, I think
so hard to feed yourself.
Yep. Protect your throne, protect your mind, body, and spirit. And, you know, one of the big questions that people are constantly asking from the dawn of time, probably not the dawn, but over the decades, is how do I make more money? Okay. And this is kind of where it started for me and Jessica, is we wanted to make more money. We wanted to become entrepreneurs years and years and years ago. And that's how we first got into all of our seminars. And people are very money driven. You know, people have it, money's emotional. There's a relationship that we each have differently from our friends and family, possibly with money. So if you're looking for money, you don't just go to money seminars. Like Jessica said, also expand your mind to other things to learn, because this is just from my perspective, but every kind of class or conference or seminars or webinars, whatever it is, always leads to the path of making something out of it. And if your intention is to make money out of it, that there's a big possibility that's there as well. So don't ever think like, well, I can't learn A because B is telling me this is the only way to make the money. A has opportunity. C has opportunity. You just have to expand your mind and like see it differently. Change your perspective and mindset on it.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. That's a big one. And the problem with that illusion is the way our society is set up. And I encourage everyone to research the Venus Project. I've been following them, and there's other projects like them for the past 10 years, and how they would structure a real society on resource-based and community-based. But anyways, back to my other thought. Research that. Jamie, pull it up. Okay, research that, but money, we can't avoid it. I mean, you need money to buy food. You need money to do this, do that. But the focus definitely shouldn't be on money. Obviously, right now, like me, I have a 9-to-5 job, but I also have a side business with partners that we're trying to, you know, have enough revenue to where I could quit my 9-to-5. But also, you know, there's other streams to do that. But the number one thing is to first be financially literate. And that's why I am also a Dave Ramsey Dave Ramsey fan, because he has a plan that's super easy for people to follow. And we got out of debt probably 5 years ago because of his plan. And now we're investing because of his plan. But there's other gurus out there, but financial literacy is number one. Number two, it goes also back to mindset. You know, do you really need that new jacket, new shirt, coffee from Starbucks, or would you rather invest it in yourself or something else? But money shouldn't make someone happy. I was thinking about this last week, was what would really make me happy is perfect health, even though it may not exist. Think about it. If, you know, I could just hike every day and walk through nature, you know, work out without any pains, eat, you know, perfect food, drink perfect water, have perfect air, and only made $1,500 a month, I would be super happy and lived in a small house on a farm. Once you have good health, you feel good. I love feeling light. I love feeling like I have an abundance of energy. And I know I'm not there yet. And that's why I'm researching grounding this week. I'm trying to research avenues where I could feel light and energized at all times, not just certain moments of my life. And, you know, and this is all me, baby. This is all me. I just feel like perfect health is like the ultimate happiness, because if you're 60, 70, still riding bikes and walking and playing with your grandchildren, I think that, and living in a small house, one bedroom, one bath, I feel like that for me, that would be just joyous instead of, you know, being stuck at home in pain in a $1 million mansion, being disgruntled because, you know, you're eating crappy, can't move. You got to go poop all the time. That's not fun.
Yeah, that's a great question for people to ask. You know, if you're listening to this, ask yourself, why do you want money? What do you want the money for? What do you want it to go towards? You know, what is your relationship with money? What classes, seminars, conferences can you take today to sign up for, to learn more about whatever you need to learn about to have the ultimate goal of receiving an abundance of money or clients or whatever it is going to bring you some kind of wealth. And also to touch on Jessica's topic of health, you know, health is wealth. And when you were talking about what you were just talking about, I had this vision. I was like, wow, all this money that we acquire, what do we want it for? Like, I know for me, I was always like, I want it to go travel. Well, traveling to me was a vision of health because it meant that my spirit was going to be able to fly. I was going to feel free. That is healthy. You know, I want money to buy a nice car. Why do I want a nice car? Well, one, to show off to people. Duh. Nah, I mean, that's my ego being health-a-mystic right there. No, but also I wanted a good running vehicle so that way it wouldn't break down, because when it broke down, I was stressed, and that stress caused me to, you know, be depressed and be angry, and those were not healthy. I wanted to feel secure, which is feeling healthy. You know, I want more money to help more people. That makes my spirit feel good, healthy. I feel like the ultimate thing that we all want is health, because when we're sick, it sucks, right? We're like, I would trade. In fact, you go to the store, you spend all your money. You could spend your last like $100 seriously on something to make you better if you were sick. That's how important our health is. So she's right. Like, health is the ultimate wealth. And when you, I really encourage you on the mindset part of it, if you're thinking about financial classes and everything, also think about the intentions behind it and what that health looks like for you.
Oh yeah. Number one fan of health. I'm the number one fan, because it's, well, for me, it's my number one priority. And, you know, that's why I flipped the script to, it's not about trying to make a lot of money. It's trying to get to that purity of health.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Jessica. Well, our time is coming to close, and I just want to
add.
Jessica, you're not allowed to add anything else, Jessica. Yes. That's it.
Challenge. How many times do we say Tony Robbins? Whoever gets the first answer will get a $10 Amazon gift card.
From Jessica, not from me.
From me.
I'll let her know. Okay. All right, everybody. That's Challenged by Jessica Voss. You heard it here. How many times do we say Tony Robbins?
Gotta put it down in the comments.
Don't forget, we're still saying Tony Robbins, okay?
Yeah.
Does TR count?
Tony Robbins. Every Tony Robbins word counts. Whoever gets the right answer in the comments first will win.
Oh my God. All right, Jessica, thank you so much for coming on. I love you. And this has been really fun. So we'll see you guys next time to find out more about Jessica. Do you want them to tag you in your
Instagram? Yeah, tag me. I'm only on Instagram. That was another part of my balancing exercise, that I'm not really on Facebook. I look at Twitter a little bit because of my conspiracy theories I like to research. And on Instagram, I post pictures, tag people every once in a while, but I try to limit my social engagement.
That's funny. Yeah, that's true though. All right, Jessica, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on, and talk to you later. Right. Everybody, we'd love to hear your feedback. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, I have another challenge.
Damn it.
Yes, let's meet again. This is for another $10 American Express gift card or Amazon, your choice. Whoever can name my background, the first person to comment that gets the right answer will win.
Oh my God. I'll name it.
Background.
Can I name it?
Let's show. All right. Sorry. Go ahead. Outro.
All right. She's lucky she's my friend. Okay. Sexy Freedom Media on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and Hell of a Journey with one L on Pinterest and Twitter and Instagram. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
See ya.
Want to hear more?
Visit us at sexyfreedommedia.com.